I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, boat ride from hell night on The Real Housewives of New York. We've got Dorinda and Isaac Mizrahi and my best friend Bruce behind the bar. It's going to be something else. Lots to discuss with Dorinda. A lot of comments going on from you guys about Dorinda and the fight with Luann. We got to get into it. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
He knows how to accessorize, and she can really work a
clip.
It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda Medley and Isaac Mizrahi now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who kept screaming for a life jacket and a man who could tell you if it's flattering or not. My first guest witnessed one of the scariest moments in Housewives history. Two, if you count the women's attempts to beatbox. It's Real Housewives of New York City, Dorinda Medley. It's Real Housewives of New York City. Oh man, I'm in a mood. And my next guest is a New York City fixture, fashion icon, and budding cabaret star. Wait, is this the reason we've never seen him and Luann in the same room? Say hi to Isaac Mizrahi. You can see him in the documentary Larger Than Life, the Kevin O'Conn story. Now, I'm so excited to see that documentary. And you're a big Dorinda fan, right?
I'm a huge Dorinda monster.
And you know what's so funny? We figured out one of my oldest friends, Jennifer Peck.
That's right.
Used to work for him. When I was in London, I heard so much about Isaac.
Well, I'm happy to unite the two of
you.
And after tonight's New York episode, I felt like I needed a metaphorical life preserver. So behind the bar, it's my BFF, the executive vice president of the Palm Restaurants, all of them, and the host of Lunch with Bruce on Radio Andy on Sirius XM. It's my bestie, Bruce Bozzi. You look good, Bruce. I love your suit, Bruce.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Paul Marlowe.
And you look very handsome. Yeah, guess where you got those pearls?
Oh,
where?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah,
I did. Let's get started. Wow, what an episode. So much to discuss.
Let's just focus on the boat.
Well, it's funny because you look like you're swimming in water because the sequins are lighting your neck.
It's good. It's a filtering.
I like it. When Bethany expressed her feelings about Carol to the group, she forgot to look around the room. Take a look at this.
Oh, my lipstick.
I could see that you just do not like me and do not want to be friends, and I accept it.
I just don't have 24/7 to respond to every text.
We used to text all the time.
This is gonna take a breath.
I feel like we're a code red. So like if I'm talking to her, just let me be an idiot. Because if she does something stupid, I'm not gonna say something to her right now because I feel like we're too sensitive. She doesn't seem like she loves me, but I don't know. So,
Bethany, I'm here.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. Give us a call. What did you say about the crochet thing?
It's kind of giving me Robin Bird.
Yes. A little bit. I love that.
Just a little.
Give us a call at 877-33-BRAVO or tweet me at Andy with your questions for Dorinda and Isaac. While we wait for those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, sometimes on Watch What Happens Live, we use editors to add lightning, screaming, and signs of peril to beef up a dramatic Real Housewives clip. And sometimes we do not have to take a look at what started as a heavenly island trip and ended as the boat ride from hell. Take a look.
I would love white wine in a stem glass, please.
John, you're ready to get in here. It's so great.
Okay.
I am so happy that this is going as well as I hoped.
That's hilarious.
That's so good.
I need coffee.
Come on out.
Going
down.
It is not normal.
It is normal.
I'm my swimsuit.
Don't jump.
No.
Okay, people are laughing, but it was actually...
It was so scary.
Okay, I have a boatload of questions. Were you surprised that Tinsley didn't think the waves were that bad?
I'm surprised when Tinsley doesn't react, period.
Were you surprised that Bethany held Carol's hair while she threw up, given what was going on with them?
No.
Did anyone physically hurt themselves from the incident?
Did any knives through their hand or something?
No, did anyone get injured on the actual boat?
No, because we all were sort of like huddled into corners, just praying for it to stop.
What was the yacht crew doing while everyone was screaming?
Literally running around crazy.
Below deck? I'm just saying, Andy.
All I remember is a guy running by me with a fish knife. And I didn't know if that was... And then the alarm's going off, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's going to kill us now the next...
Well, when you eventually ducked, was the crew apologizing like crazy afterwards?
No. You know what it was? It was that bizarre silence after the storm where people just wanted to get off. No one wanted to talk to each other. We were all just physically like... What did that just happen? You know that feeling where you walk off, you're kind of light-footed, lightheaded, and you're like, time of death.
Well, here's what. After the boat trauma, the women all needed some time to cleanse, and unfortunately, some of them really, really, really cleansed. Take a look.
Is there anybody who does not have diarrhea? Raise their hand.
What do we have for lunch? Rice and fish. I think it's something we ate at dinner, but maybe...
Then why did I have it so bad? Yeah.
Today someone stole my toilet paper, so I went running to Ramona's room. That's your poop spoon right there.
5 out of 7 people had it coming out of every single end.
Oops, there goes Lou.
I left them the ultimate gift.
Oh, God, what, in the toilet, you mean?
No, on the bed.
We are swimming in sh**.
I've seen a lot of crap on The Real Housewives.
Real crap.
Yes. Second, as a fashionista and a fan, it's Isaac's duty to give us his review of the New York City Housewives Cartagena outfits. I'm going to show you some looks. Okay. You tell us which you love which, if that boat had gone down, would be suited to be at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, what did you think of Carol's black lace corset see-through dress?
It was kind of like Fiona from Shrek.
Okay. What about all of Bethany's hats?
That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. You know what? She's got a hat face, so, and I really like Bethany.
What does that mean, a hat face?
She looks really good in hats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that could have gone either way.
I'm just gonna like
Sonia's pink shorts that belong to her daughter.
Well, that was just a little too, that was a little too much information.
Ramona's wheelchair.
Oh, that was, I think, actually, that's the new thing, the new accessory.
Okay. Luann wearing a slim-fitting white dress with her Sofia Vergara wig.
That was like, you know, someone has to follow her around and just correct things. Like, just take things off and put them on.
Bethany's lemon-printed jumpsuit.
No. Okay. Sorry, Bethany, you know I love you, and I don't like that necklace.
Ramona's margarita print dress.
Wow. I mean, Ramona has issues, doesn't she? She even has to wear a dress that has liquor on it.
Sonia's white bikini with the tag still on tonight.
Oh, God.
That was a treat. That
amazing.
Was a treat. Until you realized that she wanted the tag on.
Carol's white see-through crop top with white cat tassel earrings.
No, sorry.
Tinsley in braids wearing a see-through lace swim wrap.
Oh, I
don't
like
know.
That.
Okay, Dorinda liked it. What about Dorinda's black gladiator boots?
I love.
Here's what, now that we've ripped New York's threads to shreds, I want to spread it among the cities as you create your fashion dream team with Larger Than Wife Brawl. Okay, here we go. Who would you want as your date to the Met Gala, Teresa or Luann?
Who, me?
Yes.
Teresa.
Who would you, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who would you hire to be the face of your Mizrahi empire, Erica Jane or Cynthia Bailey?
Cynthia.
Okay. Who would you let style you for red carpet events? Sonia or Giselle from Potomac?
Well, it would be Sonia because I don't know Giselle. From
okay. Potomac. Whose store would you sooner shop in, Melissa Gorga or Kyle Richards?
Kyle.
Who would you rather walk in your runway show, Ramona or Nene?
Nene.
Okay. Who would you trust more to run the finances of your fashion company, Bethany or Vanderpump?
Bethany.
Okay. Who would you rather collaborate on a collection with, Rinna or Sheree?
Rinna.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Fashion Queens TV. Last week on New York, Dorinda and Lou got into a dinner fight that was almost too much to swallow. Let's review.
She's starting. Dorinda, you started turning. Look, at you're getting aggressive right now.
Well, what did you say to me?
An ex-contest got married and doesn't have a contest ship anymore.
So this is how you feel about it?
Yeah. You drink some wine, get arrested, honey. Felony.
Your lady just broke your glass in front of me.
Oh, I did get a mugshot over it.
Really?
I didn't, really.
Okay, here's what. On tonight's episode, the fight carried over into breakfast and took them most of the day to finally exhale la France, save their friendship. Watch.
After everything I've done for you, I'm honored.
Oh, what have you done for
me? Through Tom,
what
through the ups, through the downs, through everything. If that doesn't count for anything, then I got it, girl. We're good.
The things that you said was so dark. So much anger towards
I don't need to be condescended to. I'm a grown up.
And you saw you felt that way.
Okay, it won't happen again.
Let's go away for 21 days together.
I'll go with you.
I feel bad. I hurt Will.
Okay. Sorry I hurt you.
I know. And you know what? I love you and I forgive you, so don't worry.
I'll never forget what Dorinda said to me. I can't. It just hurt too much.
Okay, I want to give you the floor. You're getting so many questions people are asking
okay.
you. Do you have a drinking problem?
No. First of all, that's the most ridiculous thing. People see the way I run my life. I mean, I have a wonderful life. We were on holiday.
Okay.
And actually, we weren't even drinking that much at that point. But people, but listen, everyone, if you never want me to drink on TV again, I won't. Okay? That's
kidding?
Done. That'll be done. No, and the thing is, you know, Luann at that point, especially if, you know, that old saying, if you knew then what you know now, wasn't in a position to be lecturing me. All right? She really wasn't. And I've been a really good friend to her and held all kinds of secrets over the years and been very loyal to her. And for her to give me this loaded question like Mother Teresa, just, I didn't know where it came from.
And it was very loaded. It set you.
After everything I have been through with her, I mean, I stuck up for her and with her almost to the point of humiliation over the years. So I just felt like it was very wrong place. And if you notice, I apologize and apologize. Her response is, I forgive you. Instead of saying, you know what?
I know.
Maybe I was wrong too. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wasn't in a place. I mean, 21 days does not make Buddha. Okay?
Okay. Isaac, well, let's go to the phones. Elaine from
Pennsylvania. It's Fresca, by the way.
Elaine from Pennsylvania. Hey, Elaine, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Dorinda. It was a crazy night on The Real Housewives, yes. But my question is for Isaac. I'm seeing that Bravo is bringing back Project Runway, and I'm wondering if he is going to be a part of the next season.
No, I'm not. I don't think so. I'm if there's another Project Runway All-Stars, then yes.
That was your
That's
show.
Our show, yes.
Yes. Right. Isaac is wearing...
There is another season of Project Runway All-Stars. It's coming next season. Sorry.
Oh, great.
Yes. Okay, no and yes.
Isaac is wearing Nike kind of slides with... His tail is nails done.
And I'm not being paid by Nike. Okay. Is that
very good?
Is that shoes?
And his
I
nails,
love your shoes too, Dorinda.
His nails,
to be paid
his nails
by
match
someone
my jacket.
Wear their clothes, right? Right? Seriously.
Let's go to Katie from New York for Dorinda. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. This is Katie from New York, and I have a question for both Dorinda and Isaac.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Now that Carol has... Hi. Now that Carol has left the show, if you could choose any former New York housewife to replace her, who would you... choose?
Please, please, God and Andy Cohen, please bring back Jill Zarin, please.
Yeah?
Please, please, God and Andy Cohen. Sorry.
And what about you, Dorinda?
Let's see. Well, I actually think, you know, Jill would be an easy fit.
Uh-huh.
But I thought Jules needed another season.
You thought Jules needed another season?
I thought
season.
She needed
Are you still in touch with her?
She, I think, moved back to Florida. But
oh,
yes.
You're kidding.
Also,
yes,
the crazy one in Brooklyn with the blonde hair and the kooky husband with the bikini.
Alex McCord. They moved to Australia.
I could deal with that.
They moved to Australia. Dorinda, on Facebook, we got a Facebook from our Waka bot, Daniel B. Do you think you and Bethany will be able to have a closer relationship? Do you think that's possible?
I mean, listen, I don't think anything that bad happened this year. I know I didn't know anything bad was happening until the reunion, until I watched it.
Right.
So, you know me, I'm a forgiver, but I watched the season and I didn't really know that we were in an argument. I know we had some disagreements, but I didn't realize.
I never got any stuff going on between Dorinda and Bethany. Yeah.
And you are on Team Carol on the Bethany.
I kind of was, you know.
The Bethany Carol thing.
I did, yeah, only because I thought, because I love Bethany so much. But I just thought, like, you know, there was too much stress being put on it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, a lot of crying from Bethany.
Yes.
A lot of manipulative crying from...
Guess what, guys? It is game time. During tonight's Boat Ride from Hell, Sonia peed the bathing suit that she was intending to sell. While that is sad for Sonia, it did inspire our newest game. And, I mean, shout out to John Medesian and Madame Paulette, because the game is called What's That Stain? Dorinda and Isaac, I am going to give you some clothes with some peculiar stains. It's up to you to work together using all of your senses to ID them. If you get six correct in 60 seconds, you win, okay? I'm going to hand you a garment. You two have to smell it.
Hand it to us.
Yes.
And smell it.
And then you are going to guess that stain. 60 seconds on the clock. The new hit game starts now.
Mustard.
It is mustard.
Mustard. I'm not going to smell that. Sorry.
Ketchup.
Oh, gross.
Ketchup.
Just smell it.
That's like Cartagena.
Is it ketchup?
Something. I don't know.
No, it's not.
And now I have like ketchup.
You have to smell it.
I'll smell
it. It was cocktail sauce. All right. Smell the stain.
That's like somebody's gross panty.
Oh, that is barbecue sauce.
That is barbecue sauce. Okay, what about on this hot?
Ketchup.
No.
No.
No. Isaac, smell it. You're working together.
Oh, it's hot sauce. Oh.
It is
like
not.
Tabasco sauce.
It's salsa. What about the stain on these panties? This is not anything.
Those are Sonia's.
Okay. Okay, pass. Number six, the stain on these panties.
You know what? This is a union thing. I don't touch clothes unless I'm paid a lot of money.
Okay. Smells quite fresh to me.
Okay, it's beer. What about on this? Are we going to play this game again, do we think? Are we going to play Guess That Stain again?
Curry.
Was that curry? It was hot sauce.
Which is curry.
Oh my God.
Which is curry.
Okay, you know what? We need you when we come back.
That was horrible.
Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us if you think that we should play What's That Stain again. Okay. Because I thought this was the funniest idea for a game. But you guys are no fun. I thought that was, on what other show are you going to see What's That Stain? That's so true. That's
still on our hands.
Right.
I still have barbecue sauce.
Sorry. Like barbecue Isaac, sauce, man, I took those panties out, and Isaac was like, I am out.
I'm not touching
I'm
the panties.
Exactly.
I'm boxers, really... yes. Panties, no.
Isaac, Jenny A., what's one fashion trend of 2018 you wish would go away for good?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like fashion. Come on. You know I don't like fashion, Andy.
All right, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the blossoming friendship between New York housewife Ramona Singer and OC housewife Kelly Dodd. They ran into each other in Ibiza the last few days. Watch. I mean...
In Ibiza, what are the odds I meet you, Kelly? I'm OC.
I know. I've been with you for 2 days. You finally met me. What do you think about me?
I love
Ramona. Unbelievable.
I think the only thing scarier than the Ramona coaster is the Ramona coaster with Kelly Dodd on board.
In Ibiza.
I mean, and by the way, I thought I was nuts when I ran into Kelly Dodd in Fire Island earlier this summer. Now Ramona
and,
has...
Or, like, you're booking a flight to Ibiza, because yes, don't you want to be at that
actually,
party?
I do.
But I got to tell you something, they look great.
Yes. Our Jack Hole goes to the news. There might be a serial farter stalking the streets of New York City, literally in the West Village, with a flatulent-stimulating device. My question is, why use a device when you can just go to Columbia and get the real deal, right, Dorinda? You guys
There's
had a rough
a stain.
Time. But, by the way,
There's
Columbia
a
is a beautiful country.
Yes.
You all ate the wrong food.
I just watched a documentary about that famous Escobar, the famous drug yes. dealer, and most of his money is buried in Columbia somewhere.
You we all got to go. I want to thank Dorinda, Isaac, and Bruce. Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Dorinda and Isaac and Bruce Bozzi from The Palm and Redford Place. You know, Bruce and I were on a plane once in first class. We got upgraded with Kevin Aucoin.
Yes, we did.
He was such a lovely,
he was
great,
a great guy.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah. Was and so, Isaac, you can see him in the documentary Larger Than Life. The Kevin Aucoin. How do you say it?
Aucoin. Well, I say Aucoin because I'm American, but
right.
he preferred Aucoin.
Okay. Yeah. Story, it's available on iTunes and on demand. And you can see Isaac live in Moderate to Severe at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor on August 6th and City Winery in New York. And, of course, see Dorinda all season long on The Real Housewives in New York City. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is Danya. I'm calling from Flushing, New York.
Hey, Danya. Are you the flashy girl from Flushing?
I am indeed. Not the flatulent girl, the flashy girl.
Yeah. What's your question?
So my question, first I just want to say I love you, love Dorinda and Isaac. I think everyone does. And my question is for Dorinda. I was wondering how come we don't see John on the show anymore. We went from seeing him all the time to kind of like sneak peeks, and now he's completely off the radar, and I think people miss him. Was that a conscious decision on your part?
I think it was a I think it was a conscious decision on both our parts. You know, it's nice to have that break between, you know, the, you know, people not on the film and have a private life. And I felt too much, there was too much focus on him and not enough focus on me.
Well, also, well, let me say, I think Dorinda also had an experience where everyone had an opinion on your relationship and John, and it was really tough on you.
Can you do that? Like, can you say to Andy Cohen, like, I don't want my boyfriend on the show anymore?
Well, because
he's not under contract, just you.
I mean, listen, I love
him. We want to see him, and we want to see your life.
But one thing that's different is I talk about John still on the show all the time. I don't do that thing and pretend he's not part of my life. We just, you know, made a decision, and who knows, you know, if I'm asked fast next season, who knows if he's going to make it back on.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Emily, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, Emily, what's your question?
First, I just have to quickly say, Dorinda, I'm obsessed with you, and you're my favorite housewife of
all
time.
Oh, thank you.
Who isn't obsessed with Dorinda?
But my question is for Isaac.
Okay.
I know that you were involved with a cabaret show, and if you had the opportunity, what song would you want to sing in a duet with the Countess Luann?
Oh, wow. Maybe Money Can't Buy You Class.
There you go. It sounds like a logical choice.
Yeah, I think
Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Wick from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's your name?
Andy, I love you so much.
What,
Wick.
with a W, like a candle wick.
Wick, I like it. I like a Southern guy named Wick.
Yes, I'm from the South.
Swipe right. Swipe right, Andy. Swipe right.
My question is for Dorinda. Dorinda, I wanted to know if you still have a friendship with Tom, and if so, have you discussed Luann's recent trip to rehab?
Tom.
I was never that close to Tom. I knew him from the Upper East Side. So, you know, I have an acquaintance with him. If I see him, I say hi if we're out, but I don't know. I've never hung out with Tom or had dinner with Tom, even before he wed Lou.
Have you had any contact with Luann recently?
No, I haven't spoken to Luann since we wrapped at her cabaret March 4th.
Wow.
And listen, I wish her well. I hope she is, you know, using this time to get healthy and be happy and get back on track. And
because she wasn't at the reunion, is that what you're saying?
No, she wasn't at the reunion.
Yeah.
She and none of us really know even what's going on. So, but listen, I hope, you know.
You know what? She looked amazing this season. Don't you think?
Yeah.
She looked really good.
It was
a consolation to anything. Because seriously, I always think it's a consolation when someone says, wow, you looked really good. Even
she
though
looked beautiful.
I'm reading a galley of Isaac's new book, which is his biography. And it is so wonderful. I'm halfway through. And he's such a brilliant writer. And anybody who's interested in just a great book and a great story, you can probably pre-order the book now on Amazon. But you say something. You say something about being thin where you say, like, literally everything could be going wrong. But
and
if
you're thin, who cares?
Right. That, yeah.
No, I love that saying that at that dinner party, Winston Churchill, and that, who was it, Rothschild said, an ugly woman's a lazy woman.
Wow. Talk about misogyny. God.
Back
they
to
really
the phones.
Knew how to do it, didn't
Caller,
they?
What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Eileen from Syosset, New York. How are you?
Good. How are you, Eileen?
Okay. If Bruce is still there, I can tell him that I had my first 4-pound lobster over at the Palm when I was 13, and I've been eating there for over four decades
Thank
since.
You.
Love
Very
the Palm.
Very nice.
Wow. Thank you, Eileen.
People who go to the Palm once make a tradition of it, and they keep going back.
Thank you.
No, I've been going there for 40 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The rack of lamb I love.
Thank you.
Anyway, but... Hi, everyone. Hi, Dorinda. My question is for Isaac.
Hi.
Just wanted to know, former Brooklyn girl, grew up in Brooklyn right near you, wanted to know, over the decades in fashion, who was your favorite celebrity client and who was the bitchiest celebrity client, if you can tell?
Who was my favorite celebrity
client? You're okay. I was never your client.
No, I think it was Liza. Liza was my favorite.
My God. That's amazing. And by the way, that I've read that book, I now know what a moment that is.
Knew that I had that much in me to
write about Liza? And do you know that Isaac used to perform as Barbara Streisand for The Neighborhood?
I did when I was a kid.
But he writes very touchingly, and I don't want to give away the book, but I do. I will say, because I feel like I know you so well. No, but he used to, but then the kids used to kind of make, some people were laughing with him and some people were laughing at him.
Exactly.
He writes so eloquently about that feeling when he realized.
By the way, Andy is one of three people who has read this book. Seriously.
Well, but I'm very touched by it. But you write very eloquently about when you realized, wow, they're laughing at me. And
right.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it just turns into this thing. That
look who you are today. Look who's laughing now.
Yes. Okay.
By the way, I have Liza Minnelli's dog groomer.
Oh, I love
you. Do you?
I do.
Last call of the night.
So much in common.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Nadia from Detroit, Michigan.
Nadia from the D.
Yeah. Yes. We love you, Andy.
I love you. I love Detroit. I had a great time there last year. I went to the Motown Museum and more.
I know. I wish I could have seen you when you were in town, but I was stuck working.
Next time.
Anyway, well, what's your question?
My question is for Dorinda.
Okay.
Okay, Dorinda, what did you think of the conversation Bethany had with Luann after the dinner blowout regarding your drinking?
I don't think of it. I think there's a lot to be said coming from people that drink.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of calling the kettle black, and I don't think anyone is in a position to be speaking like that, especially people that are supposed to be, you know, having your back. So I don't think of it. I think it's just banter, and I think people like to talk because they don't like to look at themselves.
And do you think, and in moments where you're turnt after you've been drinking on the show, how do you regard those moments?
I always, here's the thing, you know, we've been doing this now, 4 years? I always admit to all my mistakes. And it's, you know, when it happens, I say, oh my God, I'm sorry it happened. And we were on a vacation, we were doing the show, and I always admit it. But believe me, if we really dragged up every time we brought up someone's drinking on the show, the whole place would be a shit show. Yeah. It would be one big rehab. I mean, we've seen it. So I just think it's an opportunity for people to point the finger. You know what they say, when you're pointing the finger, there's three pointing back, so.
Wow. I want to thank Dorinda, Isaac, and Bruce Gozzi for more. Click around BabbleTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.